What is up, everybody?
Hello, friends.
It's a Walter.
It's a me. It's a Molly.
Welcome to episode 22 of the Decode Podcast, fresh off of a really fun weekend.
Yeah, it was crazy. This was a crazy weekend, actually.
We had just done our E3 show, and then this past weekend we got to take part in something very cool, which is going to be the main highlight of today's episode as we go forward with some cool things that are happening at our base of operations, the Waypoint Cafe over at 65 Ludlow Street. Of course, our producer and Waypoint Cafe owner Gino is very happy about that.
He's happy whenever we do a show that like hypes up the shop.
We just have shows that's here.
As you know, we come to you live from the Waypoint Cafe every Tuesdays and Thursdays. We appreciate everything that you've done because we announced this before, but I love saying it again. We've hit affiliate, so we are officially Twitch affiliate, and we are pretty decently on our way to partner. We're figuring out some things to do.
We're affiliate. That's right.
We're affiliate now. We're almost like the pathways and the statistics when you look at them, we're almost there. You know, we just gotta figure out how to do some more things.
Yeah, do some more stuff. That's
all. But before we get into the meet and greet of our news and show, let's catch up with everybody. You know, we just over E3. What's going on?
What am I passing you?
You're passing me the blue set of cards there.
Gosh, this is gross. This is gross. Oh, God.
You can say it's gross as much as you want.
I touched weeb. It's worse that one of my favorite wrestlers is like support.
A weeb?
Support is like a character in this game too, so it's even more hilarious. Okada is like a character in Vanguard.
He has one of the best decks.
He's a character in
Vanguard. Grapplers.
Yeah.
He runs the area.
Okada is like, people don't understand how much of the John Cena of New Japan Okada is, but that's not the fresh from E3. I've come down from my E3 high of like, yeah, games are coming out that I should be excited for. I know that I am, like, in the upcoming games front, I am super excited for New Japan Fire Pro that's coming out pretty soon. I'm super excited to play that.
Can I say it? Can I do it now?
No, not yet. You can't talk about it.
I mean, it's coming out in Japan.
It's coming out in Japan, but they did announce that it's coming out in Japan, July, August. They have already announced the...
I think we know which game Gino is.
We don't know. But they already announced that they have the special edition was coming out, which I'm definitely buying because they have... Remember those really cool little muscle figures that we collected when we were kids?
Oh my god, yes.
They have Kenny Omega, Tetsuya Naito, Okada figures of but little muscle versions of them.
I'm buying that.
Yeah, I'm getting it just for that. I mean, I can play it on my
PS4. I just put $79.99 down to the scale banner edition of Quick Champions.
So you know which also New Japan Fire Pro is going to be on PC also in for a Western release. Yeah. So I'm probably going to end up playing it on that. They haven't. I'm not sure if they did announce if it's going to be on PS4 or not, but looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Also, currently, because this was on sale, I bought the Battle Chasers RPG game.
How is that?
It is actually really fun.
I'm up in the air about picking it up or not.
It is a very basic, simple, fun RPG. Like, hardcore, you know, down to his bare bones turn-based RPG. There's nothing really unique about it. It's just, at its core, a very basic turn-based RPG that you go around in a, like, Mario Brothers 3-style map. And then you go into like dungeons, and then you have like an isometric kind of dungeon style.
Okay, that's perfect.
It's a really fun game. If you're ever a fan of the old Battle Chasers comic, which I am, I highly recommend picking up this game. And also, if you're just a fan of like old school RPG games, turn-based RPG games, I also highly recommend picking up Battle Chasers.
Does it have voice work?
Yes, it does.
Oh my god, I've always wanted to hear Calibretto.
That was when I first went into the game. I was like, man, I hope Calibretto sounds super dignified and everything. And I always wonder what that like text they always put, and it sounds like a little bit of like an electrical shock. Like, yeah. You know, like a good. Voice, like a voice box shot.
Good.
It's really good. It's,
like, I highly you know who I always imagined to be his
Kelsey
voice?
Grammer?
Yes.
That would have been amazing if they could have done it. But no, but it's a really great game. I highly recommend it. It's like one of those sleeper like hits. And also, ooh, it's also on the Switch. Full price, sadly, for $40. But on the PS4, it is on sale for $15 for regular and $5 for PS Plus members. Highly recommend. That's my game pick of this week.
So, can I?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Go ahead, Gino.
All right, there are two games I'm excited for, actually.
Yes, we know one of them is Smash.
No, actually, no. I was just doing that bird comic, because that was basically it. It's like, Nintendo Microsoft, we have some games to show Nintendo. Smash Brothers!
Yeah.
Yeah.
We get everyone's excited for Smash.
For me, Bandai Namco made an announcement. Gundam Breaker 4
yes.
has a ton of free content.
Right off the bat, like free content.
A lot of free content.
Free is the best part.
Yeah, free is always the best.
The second announcement actually comes from Taito Station. They're an arcade company. They do a lot of background music. They own, in Japan, all the classic arcades and a few music games. Their announcement is July 22nd, Groove Coaster for PC is being dropped, which is one of my favorite arcade machines as a music game. It has VR support.
VR style things?
No, because it's, you have these two controllers, and it's directional and press button at the same time.
Okay.
And then there are also hidden notes. So you actually have to know music theory to get a perfect score.
Nice, I like that.
That sounds complicated. Like
it is complicated.
Really
of a game,
and each
I've stayed away from most of that stuff.
Each month, they're dropping 25 to 30 tracks as DLC for like $5 to $10, depending on who's the DLC, like who's on the tracks. And these are everything from anime theme songs to video game theme songs from almost every composer. There's some also really great, there's a Nightcore remix of the Metal Slug theme that's really
good.
I'm
down with a game like that. I'm down with the game. I mean, I wouldn't pick it up to play it, but it's definitely
it's
a game.
It's $10. On Steam, and it comes with VR support.
I mean, hey, if that's...
I think it's a full 60 with if you get the special edition, which has the arcade controller.
Oh, okay then. All right.
Which is actually kind of cool.
That is actually pretty cool. Yeah.
Bamco's
always...
Yeah, well, that's not Bandai. That's Taito Station, which is Japan's largest arcade manufacturer.
Yeah, there you go. But yeah, I'd probably would play.
We're getting it for the cafe.
Yeah. Okay then.
Of course you are.
Of course I am. Because it's like I'm gonna have a dedicated machine for that.
Yeah.
You're gonna put it in the dungeon.
No.
And torture people with it.
Nope.
Okay.
What about you, Gen?
If you've been paying attention to our Tuesday streams, for 2 weeks in a row, been playing through some Quake Champions because of the free trial that Bethesda gave out.
I know I played the trial just so I can have enough so I can at least get Blazkowicz.
I got so annoyed that I actually put money into it. To get to Doom Slayer because I love how he plays.
I think that is my goal is to at least hit enough so I can play Bubba Blazkowicz on a launch because I really like his abilities.
Yeah. Thanks for the follow, Eggy.
Thank you.
Saw that pop up. Thank you.
Yes.
Officially our 51st follower. Yay! but yeah, we've been having a ball with Quake Champions. The first time we played it, we pretty much like destroyed everybody. This past Tuesday, we had some connection issues. I mean, the game's still in early access. I was prone to a lot of lag, unfortunately.
I think we're getting close to the end of the free trial?
Yeah, the trial was extended until the 25th.
Oh!
Yeah.
So we still got a couple of days left for it.
Stress test, that's why.
Literally, all you have to do is download the free trial, and you have the game free. Like, the characters you have to purchase...
Yeah.
They currently have a sale on the Champions Pack. It's just $19.97.
That's a good deal.
Which is hilarious because that's the year Quake 3 Arena came out.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
Was it 97?
Yeah, it was 97.
It was. So that's actually a pretty good deal.
I think that's a good solid deal. That's pretty funny of Bethesda to do that for them. But Crate Champions is really fun. I still think that there's some balance issues with the game, but that's with most first-person shooters, especially competitive shooters.
Especially a game like Quake, the way it plays, it's always been
fast-paced. Yes. It's very twitchy. I love it. I've missed that style of game for a very long time, and it's fired up. It's fired
me up again. Toxic. I really should have introduced you to Toxic at the time. Maybe. You would have loved it.
Probably would have, yeah.
It's made by a bunch of indie devs who just grew up. They were actually Quake champions. Like, they actually played and came in first place.
What I like about Quake, it gives me a reason to use my mouse sensitivity adjustment again.
Yeah, like, you just want to put it up just hot. Like, just enough so that when, like, you can just twitch your hand and it's just turning.
Yeah, it gives me a reason
We've been watching some pro players on stream recently. I've never seen a 360 no-scope with the railgun, and he just one-shotted someone.
That's good.
I'm like, you pulled a headshot without actually zooming. Okay.
That happens.
That happens. I mean, it's Quake. That's the kind of stuff that goes down there, you know.
But that's what I've been up to outside of, you know, just regular behind-the-scenes stuff for us here at Code and Core.
And then he got excited.
I got excited for what?
Gen Con.
Gen Con is going to be great. Gen Con is going to be pretty awesome this year. I really wish I could.
Yeah, so we play card games, in case you haven't noticed. Gino likes Vanguard because he's a weeb.
I also like Magic. Vanguard's like the game that I go to, and it's like, I want to do something that requires no thought.
Okay. So I guess I'm a glutton for punishment for playing Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
And Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
have you even touched card games at all in a while? Like,
no, besides Magic drafting, that's about a itch. It's like, that's where my itch comes from. Like, anything tabletop is either D&D or Magic. That's where I get my itch from. And I'm feeling really
good. You've been going a little harder at D&D.
Yes.
You also DM one of your own
games. Yes, I do. I do DM my own games every week on Mondays. I'm going to be branching out into doing more stuff. Probably here on Decode eventually.
Yeah.
But that is something.
Bumbling plans
in the works. But yeah, I am.
Cough, Decode D&D.
Excuse me. What?
Unplugged. We're playing that up. We're doing a TCG cover again?
I think we considered that. I don't know.
I think we almost
did. Because it counts as an e-sport.
I know. It's a technical e-sport. We'll see.
We'll see. But yeah, DevCon is going to be pretty awesome this year. A lot of companies
that's not the reason why.
I know why he's excited.
I got excited.
I know why he's excited. I'm just saying about Gen Con in general is always kind of like...
Good.
So, you have E3. You always have E3, which is pretty much for video games. But Gen Con is pretty much the equivalent of that.
See, I think we have that, because like, there's Gen Con, and then there's also Origins.
Those are the two big ones.
Card gaming convention type things.
And then, Wizards kind of like weaves their way in every now and then and just drops their own little stuff.
What's the Grand Prix?
Grand Prix. Well, they have the Grand Prix, and also they have their yearly stream they always do when they're
announcing news.
No, not that one. I'm talking about like every year they've been doing. Wizards has been doing a yearly stream unveiling their new products for D&D.
Oh yeah,
they've been doing that every year, which has been great. And it's kind of like something that gets the community together. They invite a lot of D&D streamers to come together and play in front of a bunch of people online also. So it's a pretty awesome event.
Yeah, so one of the things that I recently found out about Gen Con is some members of the former World of Warcraft TCG still get together
and do small
tournaments at Gen Con, and there's actually a community. Like, I just discovered this recently, and they've basically been doing this for the past 3 years.
3 years?
Yes.
Where were we?
I don't know! They created their own set that you can go online and print out the cards and print out the proxies and play them. So they designed a whole set on the Mist of Pandaria.
It's just been
amazing. They also designed their own promos that you can go to Gen Con and pick up. So if you guys ever want to know where Hearthstone actually came from, you can play the old Warcraft TCG.
And the game was really fun too.
It was one of the best card games we've ever played. It lasted for a good 6 years.
Yeah.
From like 2001. It finished in 2012. So it came out 2005, 2006. Yeah. roughly.
Yeah, about six.
Very fun game. You know,
really fun game.
We all got into it. We all did the raids and stuff.
Oh my!
Remember when we were like, hey, I think our decks are good enough to try the hard mode?
No, one shot. The two are dead. I was only one left.
No, it's like, we tried hard mode. And like, Wally, it's your turn. I'm going to do this. And then this happens.
You didn't even get the player card. Ken didn't get the player card.
I died in one shot.
Yeah. It was insane.
So the raids are designed like raids, and you can go, you can take your constructed deck and play against the raid boss, for example, and they come with difficulties, and the raid bosses on the different difficulties, they start out with like different modifiers and things like that. So we were like, I think our decks are good enough, because we have pretty decently constructed, you know, decks, basically. And then the boss's first turn, he, you know, Christian was also a part of this, it was four of us against this raid boss, and it was it Noxramus or Kel'Thuzad?
I think it was Kel'Thuzad, yeah.
And in one turn, he kills me and Christian, then kills Gino, and then Wally's like by himself.
Yeah, because I was a tanky one of the group.
And we were just like, okay, that happened.
Yeah, that happened. That really did happen. Yeah.
We all wiped. Yeah. We all wiped on turn one.
In TPK right there.
So let's get into a little bit of some video game news that happens.
I called it.
Gino gets the Golden Star of the Week. For calling that Nintendo and Microsoft have officially embraced cross-platform play
with a video. That's the best part. A tweet and a video. So they're just rubbing it in somebody's face.
It's not even subtle.
It's just like, no,
we're doing this.
Rocket League,
Minecraft
yep. and Fortnite yep. are the three main titles that Nintendo and Microsoft are promoting for cross-play, which is great.
PC, phones, Nintendo.
I know I'm like the resident diehard Sony fan here, but there are times where I just look at Sony and go,
why are you doing this, Sony?
This is what you get.
Yeah, no.
This is why we tell you to be nice and share with your friends. Now you got nothing.
Exactly.
Sony. You done goofed, Sony. You done goofed.
I mean, it is what it is.
No, it was bound to happen, considering like what happened like of day two launch of Fortnite on the Switch, and then that happened.
Yeah.
It was bound for Microsoft to slide right in. It's like, so, heard you in a little drama with that there's Sony. How about we become, you know, best friends? And there you go.
Yeah.
It was about to happen.
At the end of the day, you know, crossplay hurts no one.
Like, it doesn't.
Advantage of Fortnite.
To Sony's credit, I understand why.
I mean, they're looking at it from the consumer, man.
They
want to protect the consumer from certain things.
No. They're actual. That was the argument for Rocket League.
Right.
They're like, oh, we want to protect our young kids toxicity of the PC platform. That was their exact wording. And I sat there and I'm like, what?
I mean, they're not wrong.
The Rocket League community is actually one of the least toxic communities.
Well, I'm just talking about toxicity and just general PC games in general.
Yeah, but they're like, oh, we don't want to expose them to like... Well, no, okay, let me rephrase that. They didn't say toxicity, they played the pedophile card.
Oh.
And I sat there, I'm like, you just...
That's kind of reaching, but...
That's reaching a lot, in my opinion.
Yeah, but...
It's like the shocker reaching for the bounty towers at the top shot.
Yeah, then that's more like just comes over and
takes
it. Have I
done that? But when Nintendo questioned them on it, it's like, one of our systems, and they're like, well, they had no answer for that. Epic, on the other hand, is sitting here just like, we're making most of our money on the PC version.
They're fine. They don't care. They're making so much cash already. They're like, no, we don't care. Just go right ahead. And it's pretty awesome that of the three titles, that is Fortnite, Rocket League, and Minecraft. Two games right up there that pretty much I can already see this being bank is just between Minecraft and Fortnite alone.
The best part about the Fortnite though is now that we now officially know what the tournament setting is going to be.
I guess so.
And it's like, hey, you want to play with your Switch controller? Go right ahead.
I guess so.
Switch controllers now, Microsoft announced it, the Pro Controller can connect to PC and be used natively.
Wait a minute, has Microsoft gone from
deadbeat dad Microsoft to good guy Microsoft?
No, they're still a deadbeat.
Oh, okay.
No. They're the dad that's in the garage all the time tinkering with stuff, ignoring you. But then when they actually release
something,
this is cool.
So Microsoft is no longer a deadbeat dad. He's now neglectful dad
Microsoft. Yes.
That comes out every now and then for your birthday.
Yes.
Okay, I get it now. All right. Okay.
So while we segue into our main topic of the day, which is related to this bit of news, Overwatch League has announced their All-Star game.
Yes!
They're scheduling it for late August. I couldn't find the exact date, but...
Yeah,
I don't think they did say exact date yet.
And what was cool was that they allowed the fans to vote for who to appear in the All-Star
game. And that is honestly the best way to go about it.
So props on Gregory for making it. Mm-hmm.
To be honest, as soon as they announced, fans can choose, I'm like, so Gregory is confirmed for this.
She's the lone player representing the Shanghai Dragons on the Pacific Division, and then there's the Atlantic Division, where we have four of our home team. Jonax, I always have trouble pronouncing his name. I'm just gonna go say. Kyne and Ark are representing the NYXL in the Atlantic Division. Coming to us from the NYXL portion, you can move on a little bit.
A nice shiny balding mug.
I'm going to also.
We have Ben Nickel from he's the event planner for NYXL. He's decided to come on the show to talk to us a little bit about what our main topic is. I'm really excited to see four of our home team players in the All-Star game.
Oh, yeah, we're super excited for that.
I mean, what do you expect when you have an All-Star team?
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, like, when they announced that they were saying letting the fans choose right off the bat, in your mind, did you already see the list of who was going to be the team?
Yeah, Kyne, Sabiobi, Jonah.
Yeah. It's like we were saying, it's like as soon as they opened up the fans, it was like, oh, so Gregory's going to be on the...
Clearly a fan favorite. A lot of fun stuff coming from NYXL, especially in the community. Something we just came off of recently this past weekend was the Homefront Supporters Showcase, which was in partnership with NYXL and Digital Girl Inc. Shout out to Digital Girl Inc. for coming up with this amazing idea, and we're proud to have been a part of that.
Yeah.
Mario and myself were fortunate enough to visit and provide some last-minute assistance.
Yeah, it was a good time.
It was a fun time.
But Ben wanted to tell us a little bit more about the Homefront and what got this all started.
So, I mean, the Homefront initiative is something that we really have to credit Five Deadly Venoms with getting off the ground, right? It was a advent of that group. They reached out to us and asked, hey, would you guys like to, you know, work with us to help support local groups and local charities and just initiatives that make impact really close to home, right? Charity's awesome, and we should always try to give back. But the Homefront initiative is really specifically targeted at finding those local New York charities that make a direct impact in communities, right? Digital Girl is a great example of a Brooklyn-based STEM program for young people in urban communities. We've also supported University Settlement, which is a really cool thing here close to Chinatown, which helps immigrants with adult literacy and, you know, just things like speaking basic English so that you can start to kind of get settled and you know, start a good life here in New York. And coming up, you know, the initiative continues. We've got the Homefront Supporter Series FFA this Sunday here at the Waypoint.
Yeah.
Of course, Sunday is the day that we have the Pride Parade here in New York. So we're going to give all the money we raise through that initiative to The Door, another local New York-based group with some strong LGBTQ give back kind of built into their programming.
Nice.
And what a perfect game to play that way. You know, Overwatch being one of the
most diverse
games with characters from different backgrounds and different personalities. Do you play Overwatch as well?
Yeah, dude, I was just sitting outside. Pop in here.
Who do you like to play as?
Oh, gosh.
I saw you on the Brigitte just a little.
You know, I like to play Widow. I like to play the Hitscan characters. Right? Okay. I'm an old school gamer, right? Like I grew up on like Half-Life and Quake and Team Fortress in the early days of Counter-Strike,
actually.
You know, so like what is there other than the Hitscan characters? But you know, Overwatch is a game also that really punishes you if you don't build team comp. So I guess I'm probably a flex player. I'll play what the team needs, but I prefer McCree Widow. I do love to play Reinhardt. I think playing main tank is another one that I really enjoy.
Yeah. He's got the shield.
I see you also play a lot of Zenyatta.
Yes, I love Zenyatta. I try to channel my my inner Jonak.
Zenyatta is the greatest DPS in the game.
So.
Zenyatta is the greatest DPS in
If you got a place to support, you might as well click some heads while you're at it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I, you know, being one of the players for the supporter showcase that we had this past weekend, one of the things that I really liked was how we reached out to all the local influencers and streamers. We got to see, you know, Nathan, Haley the Bear, Katie Wilson come on board. We had Magic's, you know, a lot of really awesome players that have done a lot of industry. Shout out to Majin Kotetsu. Him and I have a little bit of a esports-ish rivalry back and forth, so it was fun to see him at the event. And we were just like, we were like, oh my god, it's him! And, you know, in the game, even though we got to have some friendly banter back and forth while we were at the table. It was a lot of fun, you know, and I appreciated being a part of that. I look forward to being part of more.
Yeah, we're going to do more, for sure.
We have the free-for-all coming up this Sunday at the Waypoint Cafe, guys. Obviously, there's going to be more upcoming tournaments and things like that. Not just at the Waypoint.
There's a lot on the roadmap, right? We've got the Waypoint event coming up. We're basically on every weekend between now and the finals. And we've got a couple things coming that we haven't announced yet. I guess I can tease it here a little bit. But, you know, a big part of why I'm here is to build our, you know, esports events program in the city, right? So that means getting tournaments going for Overwatch, also for other games. But certainly right now we're really focused on Overwatch with, you know, the finals coming up at Barclays.
Yep.
So we've got the FFA this Sunday. The following Saturday, we've partnered with CGNY. They're running a BYOC LAN event.
Okay.
And at both those tournaments, it's free-for-all deathmatch, right? And we're really excited. We think FFA is just a good, fun format that anybody can sit down and play. It's pretty easy to run. And on the back of that, you guys are going to see some cool announcements and a pretty good tournament on the horizon that's coming very soon.
Boy.
Awesome.
Fun.
This is
it's
a great time to be a gamer in New York City, especially if you are a streamer or looking to get into streaming and trying to reach out into the various different ways. You know, this is a sort of a meeting ground. One would think a waypoint.
Yes.
Well done.
Of gamers from all different types of backgrounds and all different skill levels. It's a very welcoming community. And I think that's one of the things, biggest appreciations for having something like this here, you know, having the Waypoint here, being an esports cafe.
Right on.
One of the very few in New York, if not the only one I can think of.
I know there's like one other. It's more of a LAN center.
It's a LAN center, but they do a lot there too, so.
Yeah, so it's really interesting to see these initiatives start to kick off, and this is something I've always wanted, you know, back from my old school LAN days when I was a young teen.
Neutral Ground, remember?
In the day, you know, being able to play, you know, I come from a Quake 3 Arena Unreal Tournament background.
Instigate Unreal, that was that shit.
You should go play Champions. You really should go play Champions.
We've been playing Quake Champions, you know.
Been good.
And it's just been a lot of fun. It's made me, like, do this part, you know, we do our game streams and our podcast here, and it's like, but I've always wanted to really go heavy into the streaming aspect, and Quake Champions has been the bug that's
right.
I'm like, oh man, this is what's brought me back. Quake's
ultimately the inspiration for us running FFA Deathmatch, right? Yeah. Like Overwatch is in many ways pulling from Quake and its influence in the way that some of the characters have been designed. Right?
Yeah,
McCree in the rail, Fair in the rockets. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'd like to think that FFA Deathmatch within Overwatch is like a very individual skills focused game mode.
It definitely is. When they first announced FFA back, you know, I play Overwatch on the PS4. I unfortunately do not have a PC for reasons. but I've probably played Overwatch on my PS4 every time I get. When they initially introduced the free-for-all aspect, I thought it was one of the most amazing things ever, because I'm like, wow, this would be really interesting to see which characters get picked just based on their kits and everything like
Finally,
that.
I can climb the ladder without teammates ruining the game for me.
That's one of my favorites of not going into that. It's like, I don't have to worry about teammates. I can now just play for myself.
Personal skills, baby. Let's go.
Actually, I do like Torb.
I mean, Torb's good.
I remember when it first
started. I saw, like, the immediate gravity was towards like a lot of the frag characters, as I like to call them. You know, you saw Junkrats, you saw Reapers, you saw McCrees, you saw Pharahs, especially on the first map, which was Widowmaker's home little giant mansion chateau.
Yeah.
I know that's why I played Pharah like when I first started, because I was like, oh, it's like the Rocket and Quake. Okay, that's what I'm doing here.
And the way the map was set up was very unique for, especially for something like Overwatch, where you have that large outdoor area with the jump pads and all those vantage points and sight lines and everything. And then you have that one area where everyone loves to congregate because there's that one little health pad, little health bottle in the middle, and everyone's just running in, and it's just a circle of chaos. One of the things, you know, as we've gone up, you know, we've seen Petra introduced into the free-for-all matchup, and that's really changed things up a lot. We're starting to see a lot more towards McCree. We're starting to see a lot more of the support characters also go into free-for-all. We're starting to see Zenyatta and Lucio pop up in this map. Do you have any idea, like, why do you think that is?
Well, man, I think the FFA meta is, like, it's going to change at every level. Ultimately, there's not going to be a better character than McCree, right? Because if you can get a stun and you can click on heads, you're going to get kills, right? Reaper, Roadhog are probably the two most dominant characters because they've got that natural health regen. They're kind of tanky by default. I don't really know what to expect, but I hope that we just get to see a lot of really high skill play and a lot of
cool heads. I would actually say also Soldier, because if you could get a rocket, like just a rocket straight to the head, that's 95% of the health down, and then you just have to three body shots and they're down.
And let's not forget Brigitte and Moira, who are just like, the bane of your existence.
Especially Brigitte, she's just got so much going for her.
That left click's pretty good.
It's amazing. But diversity and with community
the is going to be interesting.
Her damage is crazy.
Her damage is
like pinpoint late, like you die.
Yeah.
It'd be really interesting to see if she makes an impact, not just in free for all, but in the general game overall.
Yeah, I'm eager to see what happens when pros. You know,
but especially when we see it. Now, do we know if is that patch going to be live for finals?
TBD?
TBD Durbin.
Okay.
Sorry, guys, I'll try.
Try our best here.
I think that's it.
For the most part,
Yeah.
I mean, a little bit shorter. It's been pretty light. You know, we just had Stage 4 finals just played off. You know, New York and LA had a very excellent game.
They did a very fun game.
A lot of people kind of felt like NYXL threw it. I was just like, no, why would you go that hard? Like, you got finals and, like,
they don't want to burn out. Yeah.
Focusing on the big bucks.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't want to burn out. Like, competitive players know when they're like, okay, look, they're doing this week in, week out. You know, I was like, they wanted to take a break. You know, they won back to back. I was like, we're good.
Yeah.
You know, but Ben, thank you for your time.
Is that the sneakers? When Pipe memed on us with that Mickey jacket.
Finds the man.
Yeah. He is.
There's a lot of fan favorites. Of course, you know, we have the Overwatch finals, Overwatch League finals coming to the Barclays Center. If you haven't gotten your tickets already, they're sold out.
They're all done.
However, I do happen to know that there will probably be some viewing parties.
Yes, there'll be viewing parties around.
I like that you said that's going to be. There will be scalpers.
There will be scalpers.
There will be scalpers.
There's no. That's just a.
That's a given.
But if you aren't able to get to the Barclays, I highly recommend paying attention to Waypoint Cafe's website, as well as you know, the tweets from the Five Deadly Venoms crew, for a couple of different locations that will obviously be home to some viewing parties for the Overwatch finals. I hope to be in attendance.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure I will be.
Then there's but also for this Sunday. It's a $10 entry fee.
Yep.
$10 entry fee. $5 goes to
charity.
The door. Yep. The other $5 goes into the pot. $150 for first place guaranteed. And we're just really excited. Please come on down. Tournament starts at 1. But you can register either online at homefrontffa.splashthat.com or you can register here in person, assuming we're not full, on the day of. It's Sunday morning, 11 a.m.
So as always, you can pay attention to the Waypoint Cafe's Twitter, which is twitter.com/waypointcafe.
NYC.
We'll be sure to always retweet and post that on our main site. I want to thank Ben Nichols for taking the time to come in on air and talking to us about a Homefront initiative.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We hope to continue to support you in any way that we can here at Code and Core. I'm sure Mario will figure out some stuff on talking with you and doing whatever we can to help out the community.
We'll make it great.
And give back.
We'll make it great.
Thanks for anyone tuned in. Those of you who tweeted me, well, I'll get to those tweets in a second. we thank you for having us. A little bit shorter show this week, guys, but as always, we'll be back next Tuesday with our regular gameplay stream. It's Gino's choice this time, so I don't know if we're going to do...
Quick!
Okay, I guess...
I'm having fun with it, so...
I am too, but, you know, I always like, you know, changing it up a little bit here and there. you know, just to show off.
Mario Tennis, then?
Actually, Aces does come out.
Aces is out this week, yeah.
Tennis?
I don't know if I'm getting it. My son has an Express match interest in it, but...
I'll have it, so...
I'm probably going to hold off on it until he's like, Daddy, I want Mario Tennis Aces. And I'll go, okay, we're going to get Mario Tennis Aces. But if you have it, then we'll probably show off some Mario Tennis Aces. Maybe some story mode. I heard that...
Yeah, that's fantastic.
I'm probably going to pick it up just with the story mode alone.
Which is weird, coming
from boss fights.
Yeah.
It has boss fights.
It does have a game with boss fights.
It reminds me of the Mario Advance Tennis game.
I've heard it described as a fighting game, guys.
But thanks for everyone for tuning in. As always, you can check us out at twitch.tv/digitalera Twitch. Our social media is, as always, in the description boxes of whichever method you decide to watch us through. But until next time, keep gaming. And as always,
you have been decoded.